It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. Well, on March 8th, the Department of Defense published the most significant report on UFOs in at least two generations. This was something that was mandated by Congress, and it was a historical review of U.S. government involvement with what they now call UAP, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. And essentially, to save you from reading the whole 62 pages, what they found was not much of anything. So the report from the Pentagon's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or ARRO, has sparked a great deal of controversy. People in the UFO community are largely disbelieving of it. People who never thought there were aliens have been asking the question, why have we been spending tens of millions of dollars to investigate all these aliens when there was never evidence that there were aliens here? So who better to turn to explore this question and the ramifications of this report than Nick Pope, a journalist, a UFO expert, and a former employee of the British Ministry of Defense, one of my favorite people to talk to on this subject, who provides a very balanced perspective on this. Nick, it's great to see you.
Thanks, Frank. Great to be back on the show.
Nick, let's talk a little bit about ARRO, this entity within the Pentagon that wrote this report and that was tasked with basically UFO watching. Explain to folks what ARRO is or was and what the similarities or differences were with the agency that you worked with in the British Ministry of Defense.
Well, ARRO is congressionally mandated. Congress, when they heard the revelations that despite the denials, the U.S. government did have a covert program looking at UFOs, and that there had been encounters between UFOs and military jet aircraft, whatever these UFOs were, Congress said, well, look, we need to know what's going on, and we need to have a formal research and investigation program to look at it. And that's where ARRO came in.
But so, and what it is, what was the entity within the Ministry of Defense that you worked with, and was that similar to ARRO?
It was similar, yes. We were actually called very unglamorously Secretariat Air Staff 2A. Doesn't really meaning anything to anyone outside the department.
No, not a cool acronym or anything like
I
that.
I know. They couldn't give us something fun and funky. They just had to call us, yeah. But the similarity was that our remit was to investigate UFOs and to determine the defense, national security, and safety of flight issues. The difference between that job and ARRO is that ARRO is just concentrating on military sightings. We were a public-facing program. Most of our reports came from ordinary people, just out seeing things.
Gotcha. All right. Let's talk about this Pentagon report. 62 pages. Essentially, they said there's no evidence of UAPs being extraterrestrial in nature. What do you make of this report?
Well, I have characterized this as the Empire Strikes Back. This is basically after several years of Congress pushing for answers. This is the Pentagon saying, no, don't worry, there's nothing to see, move on. Now, Congress is not having that because whatever one thinks about UFOs, I think the one thing that everyone does agree on is that there are things in our airspace that we can't explain. I think the debate is, look, is this our own secret technology, Black Project, secret prototype aircraft, missiles and drones? Is it adversary technology from China or Russia, perhaps? Or is it alien?
And the report does very little to answer those questions.
Exactly. They say we have found no credible evidence that any of this is extraterrestrial. But firstly, not finding something doesn't mean that it isn't there. Mm-hmm. It just means you haven't found it. But the other point is that there have been a lot of whistleblowers coming forward in recent years, and those whistleblowers don't trust the Department of Defense. So they haven't gone to Arrow. They have gone direct to some of the congressional committees.
I guess the one thing that a lot of skeptics and, quite frankly, a lot of people that are enthusiastic about the UFOs being extraterrestrial in origin are having a difficult time reconciling is the congressional testimony of David Grush and the related media interviews that Grush did, where he went further than I've heard anybody go in terms of the U.S. government not only knowing the location of some of these aircraft, but actually being in possession of bodies, of alien bodies, versus what's in the report. How does one reconcile the testimony of David Grush and what's in this report?
At the moment, we can't. As you've pointed out, there is a complete disconnect here. David Grush says, look, all these rumors you've heard are true. We have had crashes. We've got wreckage. We've got bodies. Arrow says we haven't found any evidence of this. Somebody is not correct, and we don't yet know who. Now, David Grush has given very specific details, so he says, to some of the congressional committees and to the Intelligence Community Inspector General. But as yet, we just don't know who's right and who's wrong with this.
Interesting. What would you like to see happen next? In the aftermath of this report, there are still a lot of people in Congress. We spoke with Congressman Tim Burchett the other day, and he's very interested in continuing to see where this goes. Where would you like to see this go in terms of finding out what the truth is and getting it out there?
Well, I think David Grush is at the heart of it, although I say never bet the farm on a single whistleblower. But he has said that he has already testified to people like the Intelligence Director General, the name of the program, the director of the program, the companies involved in this. But Congress has said, we can't get this guy his security clearance back. Therefore, we can't get back into the SCIF, the Secure Compartmentalized Information Facility, where classified information has to be discussed. Let's give David Grush his security clearance back, even if only for a day. Let's get him into a SCIF and let's get these details, and then we should be able to decide one way or the other whether this is true or not.
We're talking with Nick Pope, the go-to UFO journalist and really an incredible resource on this subject for years. So one of the things that the Pentagon report says is that the UFO narrative is largely the result of circular discussions by a small group of individuals telling each other the same story. Other than these people, is there definitive evidence that the Pentagon's assessment is incorrect?
Well, I think that comes down to the pilots and the radar operators because, yeah, I get that the Pentagon with this report, I think they're trying to do a couple of things. Firstly, they're trying to get Congress, frankly, off their back. And they're trying to do that by embarrassing them and saying, mm-hmm. You've been fooled by this small group of people who, as you say, they allege we're just going around in circles with this. But standing over and above that are the pilots who say they see these things, the radar operators who track them. And they say, look, we get that there are secret programs and we get that the technology runs a few years ahead of what's publicly declared. But this, they say, this is not us. This is not an adversary. This can only be something from somewhere else.
So one of the things that I'm frequently directed to by UFO skeptics that listen to this program is that it's possible that this relatively small number of people, the attorney Danny Sheehan, David Grush, Christopher Mellon, Gary Nolan, Luis Elizondo, Jay Stratton, and others are just well-intentioned people that fell down a rabbit hole and were convinced by this circular UFO narrative. Is that still a significant issue that needs addressing? Because obviously we don't want people in the Pentagon going on wild goose chases. If the claims of alien aircraft are false, then do you think there should be an investigation about how these misconceptions came about so that we can prevent similar rabbit holes in the future?
Yes, absolutely. Look, if this is true, absolutely, we need to learn lessons from it. Now, I don't know whether it's true or not, but we need to find out. Look, in one sense, I don't have a dog in this race. I would, obviously, I'd love it to be aliens.
Sure.
Because we've said this before, and you know, it's one of my favorite sayings. I would love it to be aliens because the world would be more interesting and more fun with aliens
exactly.
than that, right?
Exactly.
You know, so bring it on. But if it's not true, then I will take a data-led approach and I will be perfectly happy to say, look, okay, I was wrong, but we need to find out. So yeah, absolutely, an investigation. And in one sense, we already have that investigation. Congress is investigating. The Intelligence Community Inspector General is investigating. We just need to bring this to a conclusion.
One of the people that's one of the best known skeptics in the media is Stephen Greenstreet, who's a filmmaker and who's done a lot of stuff with the New York Post. I know you've had some interactions with him, and he, I think, fancies himself a debunker. He's been a guest on this show as well. One of the things that he's pointed out this week is that one of the things that jump-started the UFO media coverage was the front-page story in the New York Times in December of 2017. That's the article that kicked off what he describes, Greenstreet, as the UFO hysteria in America, and was used to influence Congress to spend more taxpayer funds on alien hunts. Well, Greenstreet is citing an article in Gizmodo in which Christopher Mellon, who used to work for the State Department, a fairly high-ranking member of the State Department, he's now very much a UFO activist. Greenstreet is saying that Christopher Mellon is admitting that that Times article was not investigative journalism, but essentially just a copy and paste of his plan to influence Congress about UFOs. I'm sure you've heard Greenstreet's criticism, maybe not about this specific New York Times article, but about everything that he's been saying. What do you make of this? If are the last 6 or 7 years wasted if that New York Times article wasn't proper investigative journalism?
Well, Stephen's a friend of mine, and we worked together on the Basement Office, his series that he created for the New York Post. But we I think, agree to disagree on this. Look, he has done some really great research and investigation into this, and he is absolutely worth listening to. But the New York Times did fact check this. And yes, absolutely, people like Chris Mellon and Lou Elizondo worked to get this story into the Times and also approached the Post and Politico. Absolutely. I don't think anyone disputes that. But they still fact-checked it. I mean, Leslie Kane and Ralph Blumenthal had their bylines on that New York story, but so did Helene Cooper, the Times' Pentagon mm-hmm. correspondent, and they all had to go to the Pentagon and say, look, this has been suggested to us. There were these UFO sightings. There was this program. Is it true or not? And the Pentagon confirmed it, and the Times would not have run that story had they not confirmed it.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Another story out this week indicating one of the people that's been very vocal on this is Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb. He's been on the show as well and very active in searching for extraterrestrial intelligence and any interaction that there may have been on our planet. Well, apparently there was there's findings from a Johns Hopkins University-led team that are raising doubts that materials pulled last year from the ocean, this was this mission led by Avi Loeb, are alien materials. And apparently they're saying this interstellar signal that was linked to aliens could have actually been just a truck. Well, what do we know about this, Nick, and does cast a little bit of a pall on the work that Avi Loeb has been doing?
Not really. Now, I should declare an interest. Though I'm not a scientist, I'm actually one of the people on Avi Loeb's Galileo project as a research affiliate. And this has started a few conspiracy theories, I know. But Lou Elizondo and Chris Mellon are also there in that same role. But look, Avi is a true scientist. He's data-led. And if he finds new data that causes him to reevaluate his initial conclusions, like any good scientist, he'll say fair enough. Now, I don't think he's there yet because I think he has some issues with the Johns Hopkins data. But that's the way science works. Everyone brings their data, mm-hmm. and then we'll see what happens. So this is it's an interesting debate, but it's still playing out.
You're a regular on the show Ancient Aliens, which is a great show that explores a lot of different aspects of the extraterrestrial question, specifically a lot of the theories that ancient deities may have been in fact extraterrestrials, and they've been a lot of interesting episodes. I've stolen a lot of guests from there, stolen a lot of ideas for shows from there. I really enjoy it. There's this new, well, I don't know if it's new, but there's this forthcoming tour of live ancient alien events that are going to be going on all over the country. You're going to be a part of that, including in just a few weeks for our New York and New Jersey listeners. There's going to be a live edition of Ancient Aliens in New Brunswick, New Jersey on April 5th. Tell us what these shows are and what folks can expect to learn if they go.
Well, yeah, as you say, Ancient Aliens is an absolute television phenomenon. This idea that we've been visited in the past by extraterrestrials, they've been misperceived as gods, worshipped, and that we've built all these amazing monuments and structures in kind of homage to and remembrance of those visits. So Ancient Aliens has been running since 2009. I mean, it's got its own memes. It's got its own drinking games. I mean, we're in season 20 or whatever the heck it is. And yes, April 5th, the State Theater, New Brunswick, we will be coming with a live stage show. Giorgio Tsoukalos, the guy with the hair, he will be there. William Henry, David Childress. I'm there. I moderate these events. We tour all around the United States, but we're very glad to be coming to New Brunswick, and I hope you're going to be able to make it,
yeah,
too.
I'm going to try and be there.
And yeah, we're going to be looking at ancient astronaut theory. We're going to be looking at everything from the pyramids and Stonehenge and Pumapunku, but also bridging the gap between the ancient and the modern, talking about some of the modern UFO stories that we've discussed this evening.
Oh, well, that's really interesting. So if people want tickets, the best place to go is to contact the theater in New Brunswick, or is there another means that you'd recommend to folks?
You could go to the State Theater New Brunswick website or Ticketmasters, but the Ancient Aliens Live Tour.com has that information, and actually, for anyone listening outside the area, all sorts of other dates in the region and indeed all over the United States.
Terrific.
So ancientalienslivetour.com.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. I'd love to check out that show on April 5th. We've been talking with Nick Pope, journalist, UFO expert, and former employee of the British Ministry of Defense. Nick, is there any truth to the rumors that you're actually still secretly working for the government?
Well, I could tell you that, but then I would have to, you know the rest of that conversation.
Any truth to the rumor that you never, in fact, worked for the government and you're just a charlatan?
Oh, I just made the tea. Yeah.
Nick Pope, it is always great to see you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, you're welcome to give me a call, 1-800-848-9222. That's 800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight. Straight ahead.